This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Palestinian Islamist group Hamas took Israel by surprise on Saturday with its biggest attack in decades. A sudden assault by gunmen who crossed into Israeli villages killed dozens of people and brought hostages back into the Gaza Strip. Alex Cohen from Reuters has more.
During a security cabinet meeting, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, "Since this morning, the state of Israel has been at war. Our first objective is to clear out enemy forces that infiltrated and restore the security and quiet to the communities that have been attacked. The second objective, at the same time, is to exact an immense price from the enemy within the Gaza Strip, too." Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh said the assault that had begun in Gaza would spread to the West Bank and Jerusalem. "This was the morning of defeat and humiliation upon our enemy, its soldiers, and its settlers," he said, adding, "What happened reveals the greatness of our preparation. What happened today reveals the weakness of the enemy."
Alex Cohen from Reuters. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk called for an, quote, an immediate stop to violence in Israel and Gaza. UN Human Rights Office spokesperson Liz Throssell spoke for Turk via video news conference from Geneva.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk is shocked and appalled at reports this morning that hundreds, possibly thousands of indiscriminate rockets have been fired by Palestinian armed groups into Israel. He's also deeply concerned at reports that Israeli civilians have been taken hostage. Civilians must never be the target of attacks. The High Commissioner is calling for an immediate stop to the violence and appealing to all sides and key countries in the region to de-escalate, to avoid further bloodshed.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. UN and local investigators are searching for answers at the site of a Russian missile strike on a small Ukrainian village. The strike on Thursday killed nearly 52 people gathered for a dead soldier's wake, according to officials in Kyiv. Representatives from a UN monitoring mission have come to the preliminary conclusion that nearly all those killed were civilians, according to a UN statement shared with AP. Two powerful earthquakes have killed dozens of people in western Afghanistan. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
One Afghan official said four villages in Herat province bore the brunt of the quakes and aftershocks. Dozens of houses have been damaged. The United States Geological Survey reported both quakes were 6.3 on the Richter scale. In Herat, rescue workers shout to clear the way as they push an injured man on a stretcher into Herat Hospital. A senior doctor at the hospital, Dr. Shahpour Muhib, said both state and private ambulances were still responding to patients in and around the city centre. Telephone connections went down in Herat, making it hard to get details from the affected areas. Videos on social media showed hundreds of people in the streets outside their homes and offices in Herat City. I'm Karen Shamas.
Ecuadorian authorities say a seventh man accused in the assassination of a presidential candidate in August has been killed inside prison. The announcement Saturday came a day after six other men allegedly linked to the political crime were slain in a different prison. The killing of the seven suspects happened a little more than a week before Ecuador holds a presidential runoff election, and as the authorities struggle to explain how this was possible. The first week of trial for Sam Bankman-Fried's fraud case ends with FTX's co-founder telling jurors that the 31-year-old stole customer funds from the beginning. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
FTX co-founder Gary Wang, who took a plea deal, told jurors that eventually the losses at SBF's hedge fund, Alameda Research, became so large that there was no way to hide them any longer. Wang testified FTX was not fine, referring to the now infamous tweet that Bankman-Fried wrote only a few days before the exchange filed for bankruptcy in November of 2022. Prosecutors allege Bankman-Fried stole billions of dollars from investors and customers in order to fund a lavish lifestyle in the Bahamas and by the influence of politicians, celebrities, and the public. Julie Walker, New York.
A community leader in eastern Congo says at least 15 people are dead after a group of children brought home an explosive device they had found while playing Friday evening. The children found the bomb near a palm oil tree and took it back with them. The device exploded while some of the adults were trying to figure out what it was because of all of the hostilities between local armed groups vying for control of villages. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.